أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات الحبك إنكم لفي قول مختلف يؤفك عنه من أفك قتل الخراصون الذين هم في غمرة ساهون يسألون أيان يوم الدين يوم هم على النار يفتنون ذوقوا فتنتكم هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون صدق الله العظيم. Guys, we discussed yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken four qasams, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established that the promise that Allah has made, that promise is true, that the deen, the day of Qiyamah, is certainly to occur. There is absolutely no doubt in that. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes another qasam. Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ, qasam of the sky. That is one of hubuk. Hubuk actually refers to a piece of cloth that has lines upon it, and those lines on the cloth give beauty to it. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to the sky as one of beauty, or one that has pathways. The angels go in and out of the sky, the entry and the exit, and that is also regarded as al-hubuk. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this in this part of the Quran Kareem, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these angels up and down through these pathways into the sky, and they come down onto this earth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is further elaborating on فَالْمُقَسِّمَاتِ amra, that there Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about those angels who have been given charge of the various distributions by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, in speaking about the sky, continues to make reference of a system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ, certainly you are on words of difference, O insan. You have words of difference. If you look at the disbelievers in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, some had called Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam majnoon, insane. Some said Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sorcerer. Some said he fabricated. Some said he's a liar, etc. The believers, those who brought iman in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they referred and they said that he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any shadow of doubt whatsoever. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here makes reference to the different opinions or different words of man with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The truth about all this is, Allah says, يُؤْفَقُ عَنْهُ مَنْ أُفِقُ, that person who had turned away has been turned away. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to a very important aspect, that the person that has been turned away from the Quran, that person really is one who has been turned away. In other words, all the provision is for such an individual. Again here we just need to take stock about how much do we turn towards the Quran Kareem, towards the recitation of the Quran, fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, we shouldn't be one who are turned away from this kitab of Allah, from the Quran Kareem. So they have been turned away, they have been deprived of this Quran, they were not given the tawfiq and the spiritual guidance to turn towards this Quran, so they are the ones who are really turned away from the Quran. Allah says, قُتِلَ الْخَرَّاصُونَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-kharrasoon. Kharrasoon are those people who live on their own estimation, their conjectures. They do not have firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not have firm belief in anything. A person that rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is regarded as kharrasoon, one who lives on his own conjecture. He creates within his mind a belief system, and he believes in that belief system, and Allah says, قُتِلَ, such people have been perished. In other words, here, a curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qutila actually will mean a person who has been killed, and here killing means they will be perished because they have not brought firm iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladheena hum fi ghamratin sa'un, those who had been heedless, negligent, sa'un in forgetfulness. On the one hand, they have been negligent of the commandments of Allah, heedless of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sa'un, and they had been forgetful. They have been forgetful about the very basics of life. How did they come into existence? Which qudrat, which power brought them into existence? Which qudrat, which power brought everything else into existence? They have totally forgotten about that, and they have forgotten about the qudrat of Allah, that if Allah created the first time, Allah will continue to create. Yas'aluna ayyana yawmud deen. They ask either because of their doubt or because of their mockery. They ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers that when is this day of deen? When is this day of recompense going to come? Now, here there is an angle of rejection, an angle of mockery that they would make of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response is, يَوْمَ هُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ, that day will come when they will be upon the fire burning. In other words, they will be in the adab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be in this great trial and this great fitna and this great punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhuku fitnatakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now taste your treasury. You had made zulam, you had oppressed, you did not accept the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of it will come now in the form of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there in the fire of Jahannam. هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. And this is what you had been hastening for, that you often ask, أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ, أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الدِّينَ, when are we going to be resurrected? When is the day of resurrection going to come? When is the day of retribution going to come? You constantly asked about it. So now you will really taste it. And this is the day that you sought to come earlier rather than later. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that how in this world they had disbelieved in Allah and how the consequences of it will be in the hereafter. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.